6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
With so many whiskey glass options out there, Randy, it's hard to know which shape to invest in. Like, which one is going to be your glass that you enjoy to sip your whiskey out of? Well, this video is here to help you learn about all the concerns to consider when picking a glass and what glass is our favorite and why. So stick around.
We have to thank our patrons out yes. there. We do have a Patreon, and we have wonderful people out there that are supporting us. Mm-hmm. And all of the names that you see on your screen right now are contributing at the top three levels, but that's not all. There are many other levels, and without the support of all those supporters, we would not be able to do this.
Wouldn't even be doing this.
Wouldn't be able to do this. So we want to say thank you. Absolutely. Now, let's talk about the general considerations for when you are looking for your whiskey glass.
Yes, there's lots of things you need to consider. I mean, obviously, most and first and foremost is like how you like to drink your whiskey, right?
Probably the largest concern.
Yeah. Yeah. Mix or on the rocks or neat or, you know, do I like a one ice cube or on the, you know, multiple? So it's just, yeah, that's where you start.
That's where you start. Because the reality is that some glasses are not really designed to have like ice in them.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Some glasses don't have the volume to actually have the right amount of mix with your whiskey mm-hmm. to put a cocktail in them.
Right.
So that's probably your first consideration.
Yep.
Okay. Now, as I started to evaluate different whiskey glasses, I started noticing one of the main contributing factors is the basin of the glass. Okay. So sitting in front of us, we have a wide variety of glasses.
Yes.
And some of them have a wide, flat basin mm-hmm. at the bottom.
Yep.
Okay. And that is going to have a significant impact on your pour control, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Because when you put a half an ounce or a quarter ounce in this glass, they look the same.
Yeah.
Because it's spread out over so much space.
And both of those look like you have no whiskey in your glass.
Right.
So you're like, I don't think that's enough. And by the time you actually get some whiskey in there that you can notice and be like, okay, that's a pour, you're like 4 ounces.
Right, right, exactly. And the next thing has to do with just the general size of the glass.
Size does matter.
Yeah, in this particular place. And as I'm always trying to promote, smaller is better.
Okay, you keep promoting that.
Yeah, I'll keep promoting that. So I know they say size matters, but in my opinion, smaller is better for the purpose.
Okay, all right.
And that's because depending on what kind of environment you're drinking in, you may want to have a smaller format glass for the same reason that the basin shape matters. That if you are comparing two glasses that are the exact same mm-hmm. shape, but one is twice as large than the other, it takes half as much whiskey in the small glass to look like there's something of significance in there as the big glass.
Yeah.
And you have enough in there to swirl and actually get your nose in and do some nosing.
Absolutely,
so size is another consideration. And then this one's a personal one of mine. Mm-hmm. I have to consider branding because of my OCD.
Okay.
And so, you know, when you go on distillery tours, they're like, hey, why don't you take this Jack Daniel's Glencairn that you used to do your barrel pick home with you? Mm-hmm. And I take them, and I'm grateful to have them. But when I'm drinking, I will only drink Jack Daniel's out of a Jack Daniel's branded glass.
I gotta say, I'm the same way.
Yeah, and so I don't know if that's an issue for you.
Yep.
But I like most of my tasting classes to have a generic branding on them that isn't specific to a particular brand.
I mean, last night, classic example, I was sipping the Penelope Toasted out of my Penelope glass. So yes, I'm totally on the same page with that. You can't mix and match.
And when I drink, like, I usually don't drink like Penelope Toasted all night, right? Like, yep. I'm gonna take a quarter ounce pour of this and a quarter ounce pour of that.
Yeah.
And if I went, and even if I had all the glasses, which I might, you know, there's going to be, you know, five or six dirty glasses at the end of the night when one would have gotten the job done.
That's just the price you pay.
Yeah. And then some glasses are one of the main...
Yeah, I would say it's the top of the list.
They're at the top of the list. One of the main things that you're wanting to do when you're really digging into a whiskey is what?
Nosing it.
Yeah.
And the glass... dramatically affects the nose. Now, most of you may be thinking, you know, how's the nose experience on a typical rocks glass like this going to be different than on a tulip shaped glass or a Turkish glass? How's the nose going to be different? You would be amazed. And that's why Randy created these specific glasses to nose high proof spirits, because there is a difference.
Yeah. And so you got to consider nosing. And then the last consideration is also a drinking environment question. So two things. They make things that are like watch glass covers that will fit on like a standard Glencairn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be pre-pouring for people that are coming over and you don't want all of your guests to be standing there while you're pouring, you might have watch glass covers, so you want to pick glassware that there's commercially available. And then the other thing are like lids. So like these are Bourbon Real Talk lids that we sell on the website, and these are designed to fit in a standard full-size Glencairn glass. Well, this is an ideal thing to do, one, if you're pre-pouring, but two, a lot of times I'm at like a whiskey festival or something like that, and we also have lanyards that hold on to the shape of glass, and you can have your pour, put your lid on it, walk over, you know, the master distiller's there for some distillery and you want to have a 5-minute conversation with them. Now you don't have to worry about your glass. You can just let it hang around your neck. And so considering glass covers and lids and the environment in which you're going to be drinking is also something to take into consideration. Now let's talk about the different kinds of glasses.
Well, also those toppers prevent you from getting roofied, which is also important.
Yeah. You know, because if you're...
Because Randy's tried that a time or two with me.
And I have tried to roofie him, and he catches me every time.
Every time I got my lid on there, I'm like, not today, Sam.
Not today. Nope, yeah, not no. The truth is, when I take Wes out, everywhere we go... all of these fans flock about and they all want to like roofie him and get some alone time with him. And he's got to have that lid.
I ain't got time for that.
He doesn't have time for that.
There's places to go.
He is a dedicated married man. You leave him alone.
That's why I keep a Glen lid with me.
Glen lid.
Moving on.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the different types of glasses.
Yeah, the types of glasses.
Hey, nice hat.
Hey, thanks. Nice lanyard.
Nice rocks glass.
Thanks, man. Nice travel case.
Nice Glen topper.
Thank you. Nice candle.
Nice bottle bag.
Thanks, man. That's a nice tumbler.
Nice woman's t-shirt.
Oh, thanks. Nice extra schmedium shirt.
Get yourself some nice things and get all the compliments that come along with it. Shop bourbonrealtalk.com.
So, first off, probably kind of the OG for drinking whiskey. We're gonna the generic category of rocks glasses.
Yep, one of these bad boys.
Yeah, one of these bad boys.
You see them on the TV shows, like when you got the guy walks over and opens his glass decanter and pours. He's usually pouring it in a rocks glass.
And so when you think about rocks glasses, the one thing I'll say is they do have some problems, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, they have a wide flat basin, so it's hard for pour control. Two, there's massive variability in their size. So this rocks glass fits inside this other rocks glass.
Right, exactly.
And so what we would find is a 2-ounce pour in this glass may come up to here, but a 2-ounce pour in this glass may come up to here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen scenarios where people are accidentally drinking way more than they intended because they just looked like there wasn't anything in their glass, right?
Now, have you ever been to a restaurant, a nicer steakhouse or something, and ordered a pour neat and they brought it to you in a Glen? Anything other than a rocks glass? Do you remember?
Where they brought it to me in a...
in something other than a rocks glass.
It depends. If it's a whiskey-focused bar, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always appreciate that, because most of the time when you go to a finer dining experience and you order your whiskey neat or a bourbon neat, they're going to bring it to you in a cocktail glass like this or a rocks glass, and it's going to... make you feel like you did not get hardly anything. But there is, again, it's a deception. They're an illusion that you still do get your 2 ounces in there. It just doesn't look like much.
Right. For a rocks glass, it's going to be best for somebody who is either drinking a mixed drink, mm-hmm. you know, something like old fashioned,
yep.
Or somebody who likes to drink on the rocks. Mm-hmm. But because of the pour control issue, I do recommend that you do a measured pour.
Yeah.
And then that way you can kind of keep track. Now, I'm going to put this in the rocks glass category, even though the name of the glass is called a neat glass.
Oh, okay. Asian ordeal?
Yeah. One of my favorite producers of whiskey stuff is a company called Aged in Ore.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some really awesome stuff. And they have this glass called their neat glass. Now, I've done a review of this glass before. I did not love it for a number of reasons, right? So it says it's a neat glass, but it could do double duty because it's large enough. It's also a thick enough glass that you could put ice in it. It's not like putting ice in a thin crystal glass that you're like, is that going to break? So it could do double duty. The basin is a little too wide and flat for me to be drinking this in a environment where portion control is important.
Yeah.
So if you're at a bottle share and there's a lot of bottles for you to sample, and the nosing is not great with this glass. The opening's just a little bit too large, and I don't believe that there's any covers or lids for these. Mm-hmm. But have you seen the case that these come in?
Yeah. Like the canvas case?
Yeah, so there's like this really sharp-looking canvas case that these come in.
Yeah, those are nice.
And there's a 3-ounce...
it's got the like felt suede inside.
Yeah, it's like kind of, you know, padded and whatnot. And a 3-ounce sample bottle with a wide mouth top that's got graduated marks on the side of the glass, and there's a rubber, you know, insert fits inside here and in here. So this is super convenient when traveling because the case allows you to bring a little bit of whiskey and it's protects the glass. Mm-hmm. And so every glass has its position. Now let's move past the rock shape, and let's move on to what most people are used to when they think of
Pours. If you're not thinking rocks glass neat pour, you're definitely thinking the tulip shaped. It's been the most iconic. Glencairn is the largest brand name, and some people think that's just the name of that glass.
It's like Kleenex,
right?
Yeah, Kleenex is a brand.
Yeah, every tissue is not a
tissue
Kleenex.
Is the product, right?
So a lot of people think Glencairn is this type of glass. That's just the brand, the largest brand. But that classic tulip shape, like this right here, is what you're talking about. Is probably the most common way people would drink their whiskey
neat. Yeah, and so these glasses are typically just over a 6 ounce if you were to fill them up, but they're not designed to be filled up. They have a great basin that's like the some of them, the basin like actually goes down into a hole in this thing. This one's a little bit flatter, but it does allow you to put a very small amount of whiskey in there, and it still looks like there's something in the glass.
Yep.
And so it's a decent basin for pour control. I still don't use this full-size type of Glen for bottle shares. Mm-hmm. Because of the pour control issue. If I'm in an environment where there's, you know, 25 bottles that I've never tried before, I can take an eighth of an ounce of those 25 bottles over the, you know, 3-4 hours that I'm there and be fine. Mm-hmm. But if I'm accidentally pouring a half ounce of 25 bottles, I'm going to have a problem.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference over 25 bottles.
And so it's good for drinking, but not as much for bottle shares.
Decent for nosing. And I would say decent because it works well with lower proof spirits, right? Mm-hmm. Because there's not as much alcohol, you know, burn hitting your nose with this type of opening at the top. It's funneling all of those vapors toward one point.
Right.
And whereas if you were looking at these, which we'll get into later, it opens up a little bit more, which is better for a higher proof. So decent for nosing, depending on what you're sipping.
Yeah. And so this is the Glencairn brand. It actually says on the bottom of all of the glasses that it's the Glencairn brand. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of off brands of that product that are available on the market. Which brings me to the point that Wes was making.
Yeah.
There are countless manufacturers that make that shape of glass all around the world. But Glencairn Glass Company knows that they're not going to go after a Chinese glass manufacturer because they would get nowhere.
Right.
And so they just pick on whoever happens to have been the one that bought the glass, yeah. right? And so in my case,
which was us,
it was us, right?
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.
I found a manufacturer that was making the ship of glass. I knew the term Glencairn was a trademark, but I didn't think that they, I knew they didn't have a design patent. So they hadn't protected the shape of the glass with the design patent. They had protected the name, and I did not call the glass a Glencairn, although that didn't keep you guys from putting the term in the comments whenever you were, you know, writing reviews of the glass and whatnot. But eventually their IP attorney found us, reached out to me, threatened a lawsuit. That's when I discovered that they were trying to protect the shape of the glass with a hand drawing on their trademark filing. My attorney said it might hold up in court, it might not. But the uncool thing about that is that who ends up bearing the burden of that are small businesses that even if they had hired an IP attorney to determine whether or not it was okay for them to buy this glass from this other manufacturer, they still would have been told it was okay because it is not blatantly obvious that they claim ownership to the shape. And so that put us in a situation where we had to find our own shape of glass, right? And so I will discuss Turkish tea glasses in the tulip shaped glass category, even though it's not exactly a tulip shape. Turkish tea glasses generally look like this.
Like a flower vase.
Yeah, it's a little like a flower vase. The main characteristics are that the opening of the glass, the diameter is slightly larger than the widest spot that's at the bottom. And they generally have a pretty flat basin at the bottom. But I had heard stories about people drinking really hyper spirits out of these Turkish tea glasses. And someone bought some and let me experiment where I was able to nose the same hyper spirit side by side in a Glencairn in one of these Turkish tea glasses. And what I was pretty easily able to identify is that the flare of this glass actually dissipates some of the ethanol burn, so you can get underneath and identify more of those fruity floral barrel notes in that spirit as opposed to just feeling the burn. And so Turkish tea glasses do have a role to play. If you drink hyper spirits, Turkish tea glasses are a great option. Problem is the basin is bad for pour control, and they're good for drinking but not necessarily bottle shares, but the nosing is amazing.
I mean, the downside, like you said, to the bottle shares is they don't have those lid covers. I mean, at least
no lid covers.
Easily available.
None that I've seen.
You'd have to create your own design and do all that kind of stuff. But but definitely great for high proof spirits. I've done the test with Randy on it too, and there's a huge difference. On tasting or on nosing a proof of 120 or more. It's just a night and day difference.
Now let's talk about the smaller tulip shaped glasses.
Which is great for, you know, bottle shares.
Yeah, they're great. They have a good basin for pour control. They're good for small pours in a tasting environment. Some of them can be bad for nosing because the opening is just too small for you to really, you know, get the your nose in there. And some of them, that smaller opening causes more of the ethanol vapors to be funneled into your nasal cavity. And that can be an issue. And generally, there's not commercial covers for the smaller glasses, but there's a handful of options out there. So one of my favorites is this glass, which is called a Perfect Dram. And it's
quite the claim.
Yeah, it's kind of you know, it's about a half size. It's about a 3.5 ounce.
Little squatty guy.
A little squatty guy. Opening's large enough for nosing. Basin's good for pour control. Size is good for, you know, sharing environments. And I used to use these for all of my tastings until I started to develop my own shape of glass. I love the Perfect Drams. Those are great. There's another company, but as far as I know, there's no commercial lids for these or covers. Have you ever tried the Spirits tasting glasses from Agenor?
I don't think I have. Yeah. The only Agenor glass I've seen was the
neat glass.
Yeah, the neat glass.
So they have another series of glasses that are supposed to be four flights, I believe. They usually are sold in packs of four. And it looks kind of similar to this glass, but there's a bit of a flare at the lip. That's the kind of the very top starts to take on the shape of a Turkish tea glass. And those are called Spirits tasting glasses. And those have a lot of good characteristics, good basin, good for small pours. They're excellent for nosing because they kind of dissipate that ethanol the way that the Turkish tea glass does. But I haven't seen any commercial glass covers.
Now, do you know what the best whiskey tasting glass is?
If it was not the best glass, it would be dumb. Because at least according to my opinion, because it's my show. But it would be my glasses.
Yeah, the Bourbon Real Talk glasses. Yeah. I mean, they are great for really any occasion because they come in a couple different sizes, but they've got, you know, we've got the larger size, the smaller tasters as well. 6 ounce whiskey tasting glass, perfect for nosing, I think, because it does have the flair.
Yeah.
Especially the higher proof stuff.
We have a money back guarantee.
Money back guarantee.
That if you buy one of these glasses and you try it next to a traditional tulip shaped glass, and you don't immediately notice the difference, I will give you your money back.
Absolutely, which is awesome.
I don't know how many thousands of these glasses we've sold, and no one has claimed the refund yet.
Yeah.
Although somebody may just watching this just to be a jerk, but that's okay. I think these glasses are tops. Now we do sell rocks glasses.
Yep.
Because we understand that some of you out there, you like your whiskey on the rocks, you like cocktails. And
so those are the 6 ounce.
These are 11 ounce.
11 ounce.
These are 11 ounce rocks glasses. They're actually made out of Pyrex glass, so it's dishwasher safe and all that stuff. But because of the lasers that we have, they're fully customizable. In fact, all of our glasses can be laser etched with your business logo, with your whiskey podcast, with your whiskey brand. They can be laser etched for, you know, special occasions. I did some anniversary glasses this week. You know, anything you can think of that you think would be cool on a glass, we can do that on our 11 ounce rocks glass. And then we have the two sizes
A neat drinker
of the neat whiskey tasting glass. So this is we refer to it as a 6 ounce glass. This one we refer to it as the 3 ounce glass. Both of us have a good basin. This is actually a prototype this is our first prototype when we started to develop our own glass. I knew I wanted to go in the direction of a Turkish tea glass, but when I tested this, I thought this glass was too delicate because with the rim being wider than the basin, even in a travel case, it was at risk of taking a blow and breaking. And then the other thing was the basin was too flat. So so we had to change that up a bit. But we ended up with this final design, which I think is very elegant and pretty.
Love it.
And it is by far the best for nosing.
For sure. And I would say if there's any downside at all, it is that you do not have the covers or the lids yet.
Well,
now I wouldn't put it past Lindsay because she's going to find a way to make anything happen.
So we do have these covers that are for a 6 ounce Glencairn. do they fit on they do fit on the 3 ounce glass.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, awesome. But here's the problem. In a tasting environment where this is hanging from a lanyard,
it could leak.
Once this gets wet, just the slope of the glass will cause it to pop out like
oh,
that.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So once it's wet, you can't really trust it and it'll pop okay. out. Now, if the glass is dry, now you could definitely use these lid covers for a pre-pour situation mm-hmm. where the glass is dry, but in a tasting environment, they tend to pop out. And so we just tell people we don't have covers for
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
But the Glen Toppers do actually fit our 3 ounce glass, and we don't have anything large enough for the 6 ounce glass, but
you could throw a trash bag over it and you'd be just fine.
You could. So that's really the only downside, but yeah. for most tasting and drinking environments, our glassware is going to be tops for that. It's going to give you the best nosing experience,
yes,
give you the
sure.
best pour control, and it's quite sexy too, if you ask me.
You know what I'm thinking? You know, we typically do a giveaway and it's usually whiskey, but what if this time we gave away like some glasses and like the travel case and maybe even a lanyard and a lid so they can
yeah.
they can kind of test drive some of these options for themselves. What do you think?
I love that idea. So because I don't know how they like their whiskey, let's give okay. them choices though.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna have three winners.
All right.
And you're going to get a BRT tasting glass set with travel case.
Okay, yeah.
So we have these tubes. It protects the glasses when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. We've got the tubes for the 6 ounce and the 3 ounce. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend traveling with rocks glasses, so
yeah,
we don't
yeah.
have a tube for that. Mm-hmm. But if you can choose to get rocks glasses, BRT rocks glasses with no tube, you can choose to get two of the 6 ounce glasses with tube, two of the 3 ounce glasses with tube. Or if you want to trade that in for retail credit towards custom glasses, you can.
Yeah,
so the
awesome.
Tubes with glasses, I think, are $48. A set of custom glasses is $90. So if you decide, you know what, I don't want the travel case, I'll just take my 6 custom glasses with my, you know, anniversary on it or whatever yeah. it is that you want, we can do that as well. So we're going to give
wow.
you options, but there's going to be three winners, and you get to pick between two BRT rocks, two BRT 6 ounce, two BRT 3 ounce, or trade that in for a customized set.
Man, that's awesome. I know you're trying to get in on this, and let me tell you how you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a few simple steps to do. All of you can do right there from your seat. One, you need to like the video. Two, subscribe to the channel. Three, you want to ring the bell, and that's important because on every episode we do give away either whiskey, but now whiskey accessories too. So you want to be in on the giveaways, you want to ring the bell. So you'll go into the description below, find the link to the web form where you'll fill out your basic contact info. We'll take that info, we'll run a randomizer with everybody who's entered, and we'll select our winner, post the results publicly, and we'll send you your stuff absolutely for free. Now, if you want to support this channel, there's a few ways you can do that, and those are equally as easy. You go to the link in the descriptions below for all three of these options. One of them is to go check out our Patreon. If you love what we do here, you love the mission of why we are online, which you're about to hear, and you want to partner with us in that mission, go look at the Patreon options and see if there's anything, any packages that fit your needs right there. And it's not a one-way street. We want to give back to you just as much as you partner with us. So check out those options. You could also go to bourbonrealtalk.com to find not only these cool glasses that we offer, but all the other merch that we have on there as well, all curated by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. So check that out as well. Last but not least, Randy, my boy here, is a real estate agent in Dallas and Houston. And so if you are looking to invest in real estate, buy, sell, whatever, in any of those markets, hit Randy up, and he does give away epic bottles as closing gifts, and so you definitely want to hit him up if you're thinking about anything in real estate in those areas. So
yeah, well, if this is your first time tuning into the channel, we'd love to tell you why we do what we do. Yes, whiskey's fun, we love whiskey history and mm-hmm. education, but we really care about people.
Yeah.
And whiskey has this magical ability to create community and connection. And that became a personal mission of mine when I lost a loved one to suicide, and I saw how he was missing some of those connections in his life. And at about that same time is when I started noticing how quickly I was forming new connections in my own life because of the whiskey enthusiast hobby.
Yeah.
And so I had the idea that maybe if I got you connected to whiskey do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. But if you want connection, there does have to be a forum where you can interact with each other, and some of the forums are filled with negativity. People just showing hate to strangers online, and that kind of becomes the culture of that institution. And those individuals taught us really two things. One, we needed to create a forum that didn't have that culture, and we have. It's called Bourbon Real Talk Community. It's a free Facebook-based enthusiast forum. It is one of the largest of its type in the world, which we're pretty proud of. And it's been so successful that we were able to start livestayproject.org, which is a suicide prevention and intervention nonprofit. And all that's administered inside the whiskey world. But the second thing that we learned from that negativity online was that if those individuals can show hate to a stranger online, there's nothing that keeps us from showing love to a stranger online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.